Photographer Ansel Adams captured images of the Western United States and helped define the 20th century vision of the American landscape. His work is the subject of a new exhibition at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art that opens to the public tomorrow. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended a virtual media preview of the show yesterday, and she brings us this report.
Ansel Adams in Our Time features more than 100 of Adams' photographs, which are displayed alongside the work of 19th century photographers. The show also includes about 80 works by 24 of Adams' contemporary successors, including Cuban-born artist Abelardo Morel, whose work was recently acquired by Crystal Bridges. Alejo Benedetti, associate curator of contemporary art, says including other photographers' work in the exhibit adds context to Adams' photographs.
What's exciting about this is that it gives us the opportunity to sort of look back in time, but also understand how this sort of Ansel Adams legacy continues on through today and how it remains relevant today.
The exhibition was organized by the Museum of Fine Arts Boston and is divided into 7 sections based on the places and themes Adams shot throughout his career.
I've been telling folks that Ansel Adams is the backbone of this exhibition, but it's not just a sort of strict chronological march through his career. We were able to sort of bend the chronology and we're able to understand the fact that he returns to different subjects and to different places multiple times throughout over 5 decades of working. And so we start with a section called Western Beginnings, and it's really focused on Yosemite because this is when Ansel Adams gets his first camera, a Kodak Box Brownie at 14. He goes to Yosemite, and that's the first place he's photographing. But he photographs all throughout his career in Yosemite.
According to the museum, Adams pushed the boundaries of fine art photography by employing abstraction, direct exposure, and innovative printing techniques to create vibrant, detailed, and highly contrasting images. Benedetti says from an early age, Adams was aware of the power of photographs and his ability to market them.
At 17, he joins the Sierra Club and he starts taking folks on these month-long excursions in the High Sierras. And he would take folks on these guided month-long excursions, but then would take photos along the way and then offer them contact prints as sort of mementos of their trip.
In 1928, Adams created a portfolio using photos from these excursions, which Benedetti says was an important turning point for the artist as he really starts his career as a professional photographer. Adams is likely most known for his photographs of national parks, and in the Picturing the National Parks section of this exhibition, these works hang alongside those of contemporary artists.
And of course, if you're a contemporary artist going to the national parks now, there's always going to be at least a little bit of the sort of Ansel Adams shadow that is following you around. What's exciting is that somebody like Catherine Opie, and you can just sort of barely see 2 of her works on the left here, she is going in and she's trying to figure out how do I assert my voice in there, a feminist voice into the national parks, a space that from a photography perspective is often dominated by someone like Ansel Adams or some of his predecessors.
Head of Interpretation Stace Treat says this section also offers touch-free engagements, including a replica of Adams' first camera, darkroom tools, and an expanded panel reflecting on the racial legacy of the National Park Service.
There's a difficult past that we have that we want to and need to acknowledge about the relationship of people of color to the great outdoor spaces. That's been fraught. So we actually wrote in a panel that goes also in the wall in this space that addresses that. So we did want to acknowledge that, not just mythologize and, you know, present everything as tidy as often has been done in the past.
The part of the exhibition called In the American Southwest focuses on Adams' depiction of the landscape and the indigenous people of the region. Alejo Benedetti, associate curator of contemporary art, says Ansel Adams first went to the Southwest on an assignment and quickly became taken by the landscape, which was so different from what he was accustomed to.
And he became very concerned very quickly with the sort of growing tourist industry that was happening in the American Southwest, and would go to watch these different dance performances that would happen put on in his case. He would go to the to watch the Pueblo people and watch different performances that they would do, and he would take photographs of these performances, but very strategically just barely crop out any sort of sign of tourists that were there watching, even though he, of course, himself was a tourist watching this performance that was being put on.
Benedetti says what's interesting is even though Adams is incredibly sympathetic to what's happening, he's still a product of his time.
And is, in fact, continuing a tradition that was well established of these white photographers going out to the American West in an effort to try to supposedly document this sort of dying race, which, of course, is complete fiction and absolutely false. But it's something that again is very much part of this conversation and part of something that Ansel Adams was photographing.
Although Adams lived through a different era, his work continues to stand the test of time.
It has been many years since we've had a new Ansel Adams work. All of the work continues to be incredibly relevant, and the conversations are still happening. The conversations continue to shift slightly and nuances of it shift, but this is the sort of hallmark of really powerful artwork, that those conversations continue to happen long after the work is created.
Ansel Adams in Our Time is on view September 19th through January 3rd. Tickets are $12 for the public, and admission is free for members, veterans, and guests 18 and younger. Crystal Bridges is also hosting a photo contest, inviting visitors to post their own nature-related photography on Instagram with the hashtag #ChannelYourInnerAnsel. Entries will be judged by the museum's curators, and the top three photographs will be printed and displayed in the gallery in December. More information about tickets and programming associated with the exhibition is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grahey.